2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
it's going to be a windy next 12 hours. Winds upwards of 80 miles an hour could hit along I-15, Davis County North, including Cache Valley. UHP says a restriction on high-profile vehicles could be coming as well. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, Utah's First Lady, Abby Cox, has announced a new mental well-being campaign in rural Wasatch County to help combat a high rate of suicides in middle and high schools. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Crash northbound I-15 at 2700 south against the left wall, causing slow driving from 3500 south. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Winds continue again tonight, and our storm is still on our doorstep. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 54 degrees in Salt Lake City. Wind out of the northeast, 26 miles an hour. Now, KSL's top national stories from NBC News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi inviting President Biden to address a joint session of Congress Wednesday, April 28th. The FDA is requesting a nationwide pause of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine while it looks into reports of potentially dangerous blood clots.
There is no question these vaccines are very safe and effective, but out of an abundance of caution, the FDA did put the pause in. I agree with it. It shows that the system is working. To protect people, I expect the pause to be short-lived.
Dr. Ashish Shah, Dean of Brown University School of Public Health. A march in Minneapolis for Dante Wright. The police officer who fatally shot the 20-year-old black man during a traffic stop in a suburb earlier this week has resigned, along with the department's chief. Police officer Rustin Shesky is back on the job in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He had been on administrative leave. The department says he was acting within policy when he fired seven times toward Jacob Blake last year. He will not be disciplined. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. This setback for Johnson & Johnson and its vaccine. This morning, the CDC and FDA recommended a pause for the vaccine after reports of unusual blood clotting in women days or even a couple of weeks after getting the shot. State Immunization Director Rich Lakin joined Dave and Dujanovic this morning and said, yes, Utah is pumping the brakes.
So that means if they have a scheduled appointment, let's say for today or the rest of this week, as of right now, they'll have to maybe make an appointment for either the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine. You know, maybe you can go on that route instead. We'll receive more information as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration investigate these reports and find more about it. And then we'll kind of, you know, state of Utah will then move on from there after that investigation.
Lakin says not only will this slow down the vaccine efforts in Utah, it might scare some people from getting them in the future.
However, you need to remember that this is only six people out of 6.8 million doses that were given. Even though it's very rare, six people is too many, and that's why they want to investigate it. We want to have a vaccine that is safe and effective, and we still believe that it is a safe and effective vaccine. We just want to make sure that it's the right thing to do to pause and just make sure that out of those six people, what is going on? But yes, I feel it could scare people away.
Despite this development, Lakin is still confident the J&J vaccine is safe and effective, but he says we'll have to wait and see what the FDA and CDC say moving forward. Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare was also on Dave and Dujanovic. She says the blood clots look very similar to another condition in young women.
It's from a medication that they get for surgeries or to prevent clotting, but it's actually heparin-induced thrombocytopenia. And it's you get this complex of heparin with the platelet factor 4 that creates this immune complex, and then you get antibodies against it that start this clotting. The platelets just clotting, and it's in, you know, young childbearing age.
Right.
Those individuals are more, because of childbearing, they're more predisposed to clot, as well as people who are on hormones, who are on birth control.
Yes.
They can also have a hyperclotting factor as well. And so it seems to be a very similar mechanism that may be going on.
Dr. Sheffield says these clotting symptoms tend to take place 5 to 10 days after getting the J&J shot and no longer than 2 weeks out. If you feel really weird several days after the vaccine, you should call your doctor. KSL News Time 6:49. It's time for Triple Team Traffic, and first up, here's Len Thomas.
Crash has been cleared. This is northbound I-15 at 2700 South. That's from the left shoulder. Traffic gaining momentum and getting back to a very good pace, which continues the nice drive northbound from Bangor to here. And southbound I-15 in good order from downtown to Draper. I-80 smooth sailing to Kimball's Junction, and right now the 201 freeway, no delays as you head westbound or eastbound. Michelle?
Well, we're still seeing some slowdowns. This is Redwood Road in Utah County. This is going between Lehigh and Saratoga Springs, seeing some slowdowns both directions. Now, if you're on Piney Crossing, that's looking much better, as well as seeing good speeds on I-15 in Utah County. Steve?
And a good drive tonight, both directions of I-15 between downtown Salt Lake City and Willard Bay right now. Nothing to slow you down. Also, good speeds on the West Side Belt, Legacy, and Highway 89. All clear between Lagoon and I-84. Steve Carlson from the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's the seven-day forecast, an interesting seven-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. It's been a wild ride over the last 24 hours. Strong east winds impacting the majority of the Wasatch Front and even up into Cache Valley and Bear Lake Valley. Overnight lows will be in the 40s. The winds will re-intensify with 60 to 70 mile an hour gusts again for areas in Davis and Weber County. Winds subside in the morning as our storm moves in. Valley rain and mountain snow throughout the day on Wednesday and Thursday. Highs in the 50s. Storm is gone by Thursday night. Partly cloudy Friday. Mostly sunny Saturday. Back to the 60s for Sunday, Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
I want to take a quick look at some of these numbers now. In Ogden, wind out of the northeast at 22 miles an hour. Provo, northeast at 21 miles an hour. Same direction, Salt Lake City, 25 miles an hour. It's 54 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 6:51.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
That's life. That's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm gonna die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.